Heading into this hour's guest interview segment, and joining me live over the phone from the University of Wyoming is Chad Baldwin with his monthly report from UW. Chad, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Doing great.
Hey, appreciate your time as always. And boy, that fall feel is in the air. We're a week and one day away from the football season beginning. And of course, the Pokes are on the road, but we got to talk about this this partnership. I saw this, that UW is partnering with the Buffalo Bills, of course, with Josh Allen, and reaching even further into that Josh Allen repertoire, if you will, to help brand the university.
Yeah, Duke, you know, we've really never had, at least in my memory, an alumnus of the university with such national prominence. I mean, he's really become a household name across the country. And his relationship and his story is so closely tied to the University of Wyoming, and it's such a great story about somebody, you know, who was unheralded, coming to this place, getting a chance to hone his skills, and then just achieving a level of greatness that that you know we see it as a great opportunity to get word out about his alma mater as a great place to come to college, and. And so that's what we're doing with this partnership with the Bills. You know, we're targeting really, I mean, it's really a nationwide sort of a thing. When we did the Super Bowl ad last year, this partnership might be a little bit more oriented toward Western New York, where we do get students and a couple, several dozen students, actually, and thinking we could maybe get some more. But this also will apply really in Wyoming and across the country.
So what is the sponsorship? UW is the official home game sponsor of the game against the Buccaneers, if I'm reading this correctly, right? So what does that all entail?
Yeah, so that there's lots of different marketing assets that come with it. Duke and I won't be able to go through them all, but you know, for example, we're during their preseason games, UW as mentioned, it's the University of Wyoming Red Zone. In the first game, which aired nationally on NFL Network, we're going to be on their LED ribbon board inside the stadium all season. Actually, not just that one game. They're going to be all their digital platforms too, and that's where what gives us more national reach. Because there's Bills fans across the country, and it's like they're sort of the rising star of the NFL right now. They're featured on the Hard Knocks thing on HBO right now. Anyway, Josh's story is getting out there across the country, and we think the UW component of that is so compelling that we can highlight that right now, and it's giving us attention at a level we haven't had for a long time.
Yeah, no doubt, absolutely. Speaking with Chad Baldwin this morning from the University of Wyoming. Well, Chad, one of the big pieces of news coming out of the university since we last talked was the decision from current president of UW, Ed Seidel, will be stepping down after his contract ends next summer of 2026. And so the search is on, it sounds like, to find his replacement for the new president of Wyoming.
That's right, Duke. The Board of Trustees has announced that it's going to hire a search firm to help in that process. It's just a pretty normal thing for universities. There will be a diverse search committee that involves faculty, staff, students, administrators, business leaders, people from across the state, alumni, that's going to assist in this. And as the board chairman, Kermit Brown, says, I mean, this is the of utmost importance to the Board of Trustees to find a really good person to lead the state's university, and so that's what they're committed to do.
Timeline, I assume it's going to obviously President Seidel's there until summer of 26, and so there's no immediate rush. But when do you anticipate maybe that selection process concluding and the next president being announced?
So they'll actually start doing some listening sessions this fall, Duke, where they're just seeking input from people on what are they looking for, what should we be looking for in the next president, and then the search committee will whittle down. You know, they'll advertise, they'll accept nominations, they'll accept applications. So I think starting in January, and then their intent is to name three finalists who would then go public, and they'd have public presentations. That's probably going to be in March or April. And then I think a hire would happen very soon thereafter. So somebody is ready to go on July 1st of next year. And there can be some transition time, of course, with President Seidel as well.
Chad, the University of Wyoming is always all over the state. Of course, the statewide university. And you're actually hosting a wildlife management event over here on the western side near in Jackson, in fact. Tell us what this is.
Yeah, at Snow King Resort in Jackson on October 1st and 2nd, our Hobbs School in Environment and Natural Resources, in collaboration with Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Parks, is going to hold this Managing Wildlife and Large Landscapes Conference. So this is for people who are interested or involved in managing wildlife on these iconic landscapes we have here in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem and across Wyoming, as well as really across across the globe. So it'll be a thing that'll bring people probably from across internationally as well, but it's in many respects are, you know, we have what maybe a lot of the rest of the country and the world wishes they had, which is these big open spaces where we have huge and healthy wildlife herds, and so that's one of the reasons people come to Wyoming, is to do this kind of research. And of course, with our two iconic national parks, it makes us a kind of a world leader in this kind of work. And so that's what we'll be doing at this conference, is highlighting that, some of the things that are happening with the research that's going on in this area.
Yeah. Well, Chad, of course, it's a very exciting time of year on the campus of the University of Wyoming, with students back in going back into school, but especially this year because of the brand new North Residence Hall and the state-of-the-art dining center that's part of that, and it opened up officially as of last weekend.
That's right, Duke. While classes don't start until Monday, our freshmen moved in on Friday. This past week, and they're involved in a whole week of orientation activities and fun stuff this week. And so, yeah, we've got our students in our new residence hall, the first of the two that's going to open. The second will open till the spring semester. But then we also have our legacy halls where students are there too. And it's great. I mean, people need to come see this, Duke. It's spectacular, especially our dining center. There's 9 different stations of food there, and the public's invited to come in. It's $12.99 for all you can eat, Duke, and that's what our students are experiencing this week, and we'll open to the public on Monday, which is also our first day of classes.
Excellent. So that is happening right now on the campus of the University of Wyoming. You know, Chad, we started talking about football. I think we better end with it. As we mentioned, the season begins 1 week from tomorrow, and then the first home game will be the week after that on a Saturday afternoon, and christening in the newly renovated War Memorial Stadium on September 6th.
Yep, we're very excited. I knew we got, after we pick up that first W on the road in Akron, we'll be having Northern Iowa here on Saturday, September 6th, expect a great crowd. People, you know, there are some new seating options that people will see there. The new press box, which maybe we won't have every single thing painted and ready, 100% ready, but it'll be used and ready to go that day as well. And so, War Memorial Stadium on a Saturday afternoon in the fall. There's no better place in the world to be. We're excited for the start of football season.
That's Chad Baldwin with the University of Wyoming. Chad, as always, appreciate the updates. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.